The captain suddenly collapsed into an armchair, showed signs of drowsiness, and appeared to lose all interest in his visitors. Alain spoke to the servant.
We are police officers and are making a few inquiries about the affair at Bossicot. Will you show us the garage, please?
Very good, sir, said the man stolidly. He showed them a double garage about 200 yards down the lane. Captain Pascoe's Morris Cowley occupied less than half the floor space.
Ah, yes, said Alain. I suppose now that Mr. Pilgrim's car fitted in very comfortably.
Oh, yes, sir.
Nice car, isn't it?
Very nice job, sir. Tiger on petrol, sir.
Really? What makes you think that?
Well, sir, I asked the gentleman on Saturday morning was she all right for petrol, and he said yes, she was filled up as full as she'd go in Bossicot. Well, sir, I looked at the gauge, and she'd eaten up 2 gallons coming over here. 12 miles, sir, no more. I looked to see if she was leaking, but she wasn't.
Thank you very much, said Alain. I think that's all.
Thank you very much indeed, sir, said the man, closing his hand gratefully.
Alain, Fox, and Nigel returned to their car and drove away.
Get that tumbler, Fox, asked Alain.
Yes, sir.
And the liquid.
Are you going to have the stuff analysed?
Yes. Damn quick about it, too, if possible.
And what then?
Why then, said Alain, we'll be within sight of an arrest.
The analyst's report on the contents of the tumbler came through at 9:30 that evening. The fluid contained a solution of Bayer's aspirin, approximately 3 tablets. The glass bore a clear imprint of Basil Pilgrim's fingers and thumb. When Alain had read the analyst's report, he rang up his assistant commissioner, had a long talk with him, and then sent for Fox.
There's one thing we must make sure of, he said wearily, and that's the position of the light on the figure outside the studio window.
Our game with the string wasn't good enough. We'll have to get something a bit more positive, Br'er Fox.
So, for the last time, Alain and Fox drove through the night to Tatler's End House. The Bossicot church clock struck midnight as Fox took up his old position outside the studio window. Alain walked down the lane and returned in a few minutes.
Fox, he said, the ray of light that comes through the hole in the blind alights upon your bosom. I think we are on the right track.
At 10 o'clock the next morning, 2 police cars drove up to Tatler's End House. Alain, Fox, and 2 plainclothes men went up the steps to the front door. The butler showed them into Troy's library.
I think, Fox, if you don't mind, said Alain.
Certainly, sir. We'll wait in the hall.
Troy came in.
Good morning,
said Alain, and his smile contradicted the formality of his words.
I thought you might prefer to see us before we go any further.
Yes. You are going to make an arrest, aren't you?
I think we shall probably do so. I'm glad you decided to lunch with my mother. It will be easier for you to get right away from everything. I suggest that you drive over there now.
Troy's chin went up.
Thank you, she said. It's very kind of you to think of me, but however illogically, I would feel as if I was funking something if I went away before you did. I've got my students to think of. You must see that. I shan't make a nuisance of myself.
You know perfectly well that ever since I met you, you have made a nuisance of yourself. You've made my job 100% more difficult because you have taken possession of my thoughts as well as my heart. And now you go off to your students and think that over. I want to speak to Pilgrim, if you please.
Troy gazed bleakly at him. Then she bit her lips, and Alain saw that her eyes were full of tears.
Oh, hell and damnation, he said.
It's all right, I'm going, shut up,
mumbled Troy, and went. Fox came in and joined Alain at the fire. They waited in silence until Basil Pilgrim came in with one of the yardmen. The second man walked in after them and stood inside the door.
Good morning, said Pilgrim.
Good morning, Mr. Pilgrim. We would like to clear up 1 or 2 points relating to your former statement and to our subsequent investigations.
Certainly.
Alain consulted his notebook.
What does your car do to the gallon? He asked.
16?
Sure of that?
Yes, she made her a bit more on long runs.
Right. Now, if you please, we'll go back to Friday evening during your visit to Captain and Mrs. Pascoe. Can you tell us who poured out and who handed round the coffee?
You mean about Val's coffee being bitter? Mine was bitter too, beastly.
You both took black coffee?
Yes.
And sugar.
And sugar.
Who put the